You're listening to Archer Radio. This is podcast number 3, and it's, let's see, when is it? Today's Tuesday, April 26th, 2005, just for, I don't know why I'm saying the date, there's really no reason to. I want to start out by saying a big thank you to Wanda Wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio. She mentioned I sent her an email telling her that she inspired me to start my own podcast, and she read the email on her podcast and gave a little plug for my website. So thank you, Wanda. And after listening to your podcast, you continue to inspire me. I hope to live up to your podcast someday, but in any case, thank you very much, Wanda. I appreciate that. One thing I did do yesterday just to help with these podcasts is I called my web hosting service and raised my bandwidth limit to handle any possible increase in traffic due to the downloading of podcasts. So I should have enough bandwidth to carry me through these podcasts. I also raised the amount of file storage, so I should have plenty of space to do these podcasts. I asked Wanda in email about what device she uses to record when she's out of her studio, and she did mention the iRiver. And I hope to get an email from her soon telling me more details. I also emailed John Ong of Ongline, that's ongline.com, I believe. Let me find his site there. Yeah, it's johnong.com/online, O-N-G line. I'll put a link on the webpage so you can go to his site. Anyway, I emailed him because he talked about using an iRiver, and in his latest, or one of his most recent podcasts, he talked about getting a new stereo microphone, so I'm going to think about investing in those two pieces of equipment so I can do some remote recording like this weekend when I go to W's house for the weekend. But, and I also, speaking of other podcasts, I plan to put a little section on my webpage of all the different podcasts I listen to and links to their pages and so forth. I did notice on Wanda's site that she has RSS feeds for all of the podcasts. Oh, excuse me, I burped. Unfortunately, I have no clue what an RSS feed is or how you set it up or how you use it or anything. So for right now, you'll just actually have to keep coming back to my site to check if I have updated or anything. So maybe this summer I'll get into the RSS feed when I have more time. Excuse me. Clearing my throat so I can sound better. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, about the RSS feed. Yeah, I hope to look into that this summer and figure all of that out. You'd think that I would know more about it because I have been blogging since November 2003, so quite a long time. And I've done a couple of video blogs, but I don't think those were very successful. But I do plan to keep doing these podcasts for a little while. I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 a week, depending on my mood and what I want to talk about. And, you know, if there's interest, I have gotten a couple emails. Not really emails, but comments on my site about them. And I don't know if you can hear the clicking that I keep clicking on, but the most recent podcast, when I had my boyfriend as my guest, I got comments from Beth of, what's her website, capladybug.blogspot.com. She said she was laughing about when I said you could say shit, fuck, damn on there because it's not our FCC regulated. And then Lee got all excited because I mentioned him. Well, there you go, Lee. You've been mentioned again. And his webpage is wheresmyblogdude.blogspot.com. And, of course, I heard from Homer, my good blogging buddy who we talk with on the phone a lot. And then I heard from Peter again saying that he liked W's voice. And Beth about saying, telling me not to stop. I'm sorry, not Beth. Bert of Musings Northwest, I believe, is his website. And Blake, who is blog.exudate.net. You can see all those comments on my blog underneath that the podcast entry because it was my 500th post on my blog. So there's I got like 9 comments. So you know I love the comments. Keep sending those comments, especially if you. Well, actually, you can comment on anything. I was going to say you can, especially if they're positive, but I don't really care. You can write bad things, too. But if you're mean, then I'll probably delete them. We'll see. One last mention was for First Class. I think that's his name he writes. But his, oh, yeah. Okay, I read him all the time. FirstClassRumblings.blogspot.com. He says, great podcast, keep them coming. So in any case, as I clear my throat again, I do plan to keep doing the blog, the podcast for a while just to see how it goes and see how interested it is. And of course I'm going to keep listening because I absolutely love Wanda Wisdom, Madge Weinstein, Faustus, and then there's a couple others I just started listening to yesterday. What's it called? Poos Radio. And, what's the other one? It's like UFN. What's it called? Oh, Urban Family Night. Which is like they do a weekly radio show with a bunch of gay guys and a fag hag. Anyway, enough about the podcasts. They're funny. And I love them, and I load up my iPod Shuffle every day, and I listen to them during the day at work, and they're fun. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the photo shoot I had this weekend. Homer, who you're going to hear me talk about a lot, my blogging buddy, said I need to talk about the photo shoots that I have and how they go and all that. This weekend, as you probably heard, I went down to visit my artist friend Bob, and we had lined up a model to shoot with our, you know, photography. And we shot him the weekend before last too, here at my place, and then he met us down at Bob's house, and we shot some more outside shots because I don't have outdoor area to shoot in. Anyway, his name is Sky Coach, and you can see pictures of him on my website under the photography section. And I don't really know what to tell you, Homer, just that usually Bob and I get our camera set up and the model just gets naked and we choose the location where we want to shoot. And this model, Sky Coach, is really easy to work with. You pretty much just say, go for it, and he just starts doing poses and we just start taking pictures. And very rarely did we have to suggest a pose. For him, he did a good job, and we worked with him in the morning in outdoor shots. And sometimes there's a problem with models that they sport a woody, you know, get a little erection. Now, I don't have a problem with that when I'm looking at them, but in the photographs, I try to make mine more artistic, so it's probably best that they not be hard and leave the illusion that they're going to get hard, or just enjoy, you know, a beautiful body to look at in the photographs. So in the morning session, he did not sport any wood, and it was because he was outside and it was a little chilly. But then in the afternoon, I convinced my boyfriend W to get naked and pose with Sky Coach, and they were doing some very intimate poses, and of course, the wood began to grow. They both sport a little bit of wood, and they never got completely hard, but you know, what do you expect in that kind of situation when you're naked and you're with a naked man and he's gorgeous, and actually they're both gorgeous, and you know, things are gonna pop up. So they both sport a little wood, and I have to confess something here. During the shoot, when I was watching and taking pictures of my boyfriend with another man, I started to sport a little wood in my shorts. I told my boyfriend that, but I didn't tell anybody else that. Because it was so hot, the two of them together, it was really hot. I know, some people would say, how can you stand to look at your boyfriend with... Well, first of all, how can you stand to post all those pictures of your naked boyfriend on the internet? And it's like, well, he's gorgeous, why not share it? I know that I'm the one he's sleeping with, so I don't have a problem with it sharing his good looks with other people. And then, you know, having him pose with somebody else, well, I know what's going on. I'm right there. They're not having sex. They're just creating intimate photographs. And so anyway, if you haven't checked out the photograph section of my website, you should, because there's some beautiful photographs on there, very artistic, and I'm very proud of them. And I thank both W and Sky Coach for posing for us this weekend. Unfortunately, I don't have any more shoots planned. Actually, I don't have any shoots planned anywhere in the near future. This summer, I hope to do some more shoots because I'm off in the summertime, so I'll have more time. Gosh, I'm planning so much stuff to do in the summer, I don't know if I'll get it all done. But I not only shoot male nudes, but I also shoot lots of nature photographs. And my friend, artist friend Bob, taught me this process to transfer the photographs onto artistic, well, turn them into artistic works. And I have done a little bit of that, and I plan to do much more of that this summer, but I need some more equipment that would make the process go easier. Nah, but that's like details you don't really need to know. But I also, there's a little art section on my website as well. You can check out the art. Now, let's see, what else? So anyway, I hope I've explained the details of the photo shoot for Homer. Of course, I'm sure he'll let me know if I haven't. Well, let's see, what else is going on? Not a whole lot. W and I have a wine tasting planned this coming Saturday. You probably heard enough of the wine stuff when we were on our last podcast, but over the weekend we went to another winery, the Ingleside Winery, and did a wine tasting there, and I was hungry before we started the wine tasting, so the wine pretty much went straight to my head. And when we were having lunch out in the courtyard, W said I was getting silly, which means I've had a little too much to drink. But I don't get drunk anymore, I just get silly. Excuse me. Anyway, well, I can't think of anything else to talk about. I think I've pretty much exhausted my list of things I want to talk about. I know that on some of the podcasts they make show notes and lists of things to talk about, but I'm pretty much just rattling off the top of my head and, you know, just letting it flow. I know Wanda was talking on her podcast today about the flow of consciousness or something like that, and pretty much that's what I'm doing. I'm just letting it flow and letting it happen. I can't wait for OS 10.4 Tiger to come in the mail on Friday. Of course, I won't be here to install it on my computer. I'll be at the boyfriend's house this weekend. So, but I just thought of that. I should try to go by Best Buy tomorrow and get an iRiver just to play with it and see if I can record remotely and play with that whole thing and that whole new whatever. Anyway, so I also need to look into doing getting the voicemail thing, so people can call and leave a voicemail, and I can incorporate those into the podcast. I need to figure out how those guys do the voicemail thing on the computer online. Oh, there's so much I want to do. I want to figure out how to add the music and tap into the phone line so that, well, you know, so that you can record the phone conversations, so I can include that in the podcast. And of course, I need to have more guests, because this can be rather boring just sitting here listening to me talk. But if you listen to any of the other podcasts, that's pretty much what it is. It's just the people sitting there talking to themselves about, you know, whatever, and that's usually, well, that's the best part, I guess, listening to other people talk. It's funny because I downloaded probably 3 hours of podcasts this morning and loaded them on the iPod and basically listened to it anytime I had all day today. And I listened to every minute of the woman's show, and I just can't find myself, you know, pressing stop. I have to keep listening. It's weird. I don't know if anyone else has that, has felt like that, but I just can't stop listening. All right, this is just over 16 minutes, and I think I will bring it to a close. I thank you for listening, and I hope you come back to listen to some more. Feel free to leave comments on the blog or send me an email, archer@archer.com. Of course, that's Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R-R, for both Archer and archer.com. Of course, you probably know that because you're at the website downloading this. Anyway, enough of that. I hope you have a great evening, and maybe you'll get a podcast later this week. Talk to you later. Bye.